Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Jazzcast Pros.
I'm telling you, a lot of people, they don't take advantage of these things. Their business has everything they need. You have all the requirements, but you're not taking advantage of these lines of credit and loans. And I'm going to get a little bit more into this next and a little bit more in depth and detail.
Welcome back to the Beauty Boss Millionaire Podcast with daily on-the-go episodes packed with testimonies and business tips to help you create financial freedom through entrepreneurship. Hosted by the owner of Fricasse Lashes and the Blow Dry Lounge, the Beauty Boss Millionaire herself, Felicia Fricasse.
Welcome back to Beauty Boss Millionaire. I'm your host, Felicia Fricasse, and the objective of today's episode is really just to go over lines of credit for your business, because sometimes things don't always work out as planned as far as timing. This is only if you have healthy cash flow. Sometimes cash flow can go from, for example, my business, we do really well during the summer months, vacation months, and then during the fall, we slow down for about 2 months. So when it becomes slow for us, we can access lines of credit if we need to, or we can borrow money if we needed to, but we really don't because I kind of know the pattern of my business, so I don't need to. But when I started to expand into other markets, it was actually just the opposite. In the north, we noticed that there's a dip around August, September, because everyone's getting ready for back to school, versus down in the south, it's just the opposite. It's full-time busy here, and we notice a dip in this earlier in the summer, like springs, things like that. So each business is different depending on what you're in. You know, for example, tourism, you know, there might be busy one season and then you might be slow the next. So you're going to need to have lines of credit ready or some types of loans just to hold you over in case things start to go slow, because you don't want to be late on paying your bills. You don't want to be late on paying your invoices, and you definitely don't want to be late on paying your employees. So you're going to need to access money. So for every small business, obviously you have to be able to adapt to change, especially in times of growth. And when you have that uneven cash flow, and you need to be ready to access cash with flexible terms and repaying, you know, borrowing these funds. You can do an unsecured lines of credit, or you can do secured lines of credit, but you know, unsecured is best because obviously you don't have to worry about putting your money in there. That's what secured is. So first, let's go over what is a small business line of credit. A small business line of credit has more in common with a small business credit card than with a small business loan. Like a small business loan, an unsecured line of credit provides a business with access to money that can be used to address any business expense like I just spoke about above. Whatever it is, if you need to pay for that, you can access it. Unlike a small business loan, there's no lump sum disbursement. A small business line of credit is subject to credit review and an annual review that is revolving like a credit card. Interest begins to accumulate once you draw the funds, and the amount that you pay, except for interest, is again available to be borrowed once you pay down the balance. As with a credit card, the lender will set a limit on the amount that you may borrow. All right, so the number one reason to open a business line of credit is to gain access to short-term funding. Most businesses use these funds to support financing for operational expenses, like I said earlier, supplies, payroll, increasing inventory. Unlike many small business loans, an unsecured line of credit is not designated for a specific purpose or purchase. It's just a good choice for small businesses that are looking for ways to better manage cash flow, funds that are typically drawn from a line of credit using a business checking account, a small business credit card, or even like a mobile banking app. A small business line of credit is typically offered as unsecured debt, which means that you don't need to put up a collateral. You know, you don't have to worry about any of these assets. Many unsecured lines of credit come with a variable interest rate and are available for sums ranging anywhere from $10,000 to $100,000. For amounts greater than $100,000, you may be required to secure your line of credit with like a blanket lien or your assets or a certificate of deposit. That's just how it works. They want to make sure that their money is secure and you get what you want. Now, to obtain a small business line of credit, a lot of people ask, how do I obtain it? Well, that depends on the lender. Many banks will require a business to have been under current ownership for some fixed amount of time. It could be, 2 years or 3 years or more. Also, rates for the business line of credit tend to be lower than those for a business credit card, and they can charge you more than 20% APR for purchases, and even more than that for cash advances, because you're taking out cash and it's considered more riskier. They want to obviously penalize you and charge you the most, so you don't do that. Maintaining a line of credit in good standing may help build your business credit rating and your position for better loan terms if you seek future financing. Many small businesses experts suggest that first-time applicants should start, with a modest line of credit and pay it off the debt quickly as possible, just to kind of build your credit profile. Keeping your small business finances running smoothly can often be challenging because you never know what's going on. Depending on your business needs or a small business line of credit could be a simple solution to meet your goals for growth. If you need to place a larger order, I remember back in the day, I was so against loans. And then I started dealing with international companies where, you place an order and then sometimes you'd take anywhere from 6 weeks all the way up until 3 months to get what you wanted. And in the meantime, you don't want to have cash out there that you don't have access to. So a business line of credit can really help you out. It can help you out so much. It can help you grow your business, scale your business. And, I wasn't in a position where I could go to my mom to help me borrow money or my dad to say, hey, dad, give me money. To be honest, my dad probably would if I asked him, but I just didn't want to put him in a position where I owed him money, or I feel more vulnerable when I have to borrow money from people, and I feel more stressed out holding their money than when it's mine, because if I mess it up, at least I know I can repay myself up, but I would feel like it would ruin our relationship. So I just never took it there, and I never asked anyone for anything. I was just kind of dependent on myself. But if you're in a position where you are ready to take out that business line of credit, go ahead and do it. I think it's a good option, especially if you've been in business for a while. You kind of have looked at your finances, you're studying your cash flow, you know what you can do. I was reading an article the other day, and I know Wells Fargo is ending a lot of their lines of credit, so I don't really know if Wells Fargo is the best option anymore, but there's tons of other businesses out there that have business lines of credit you could take advantage of, and they just simply look at your cash flow, and they have some requirements, and you can use that to grow and build. I'm telling you, a lot of people, they don't take advantage of these things. Their business has everything they need. You have all the requirements, but you're not taking advantage of these lines of credit and loans. So I hope all of this has helped. And I'm going to get a little bit more into this next and a little bit more in depth and detail. Also, another piece of advice that I'd like to give before I wrap up, there's something called Credit Suite. It's a website you can go to, and they can help you for a small fee. They can help you set up your business profile. They can set everything up for you. It's really helpful. A lot of people will spend time trying to figure it out, business lines of credit, but there's companies out there that can just give you the recipe of all the vendors to go through, like we spoke earlier in this season about how to establish business lines of credit and how to establish a business score. Thanks for tuning in to Beauty Boss Millionaire.
That's it for today. Tune in tomorrow for the Beauty Boss Millionaire podcast. And don't forget to follow the Beauty Boss Millionaire, Felicia Fracassi, on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok at Beauty Boss Millionaire.